brilliant Sue Saker, our relationship coach, with us now. Hello, Sue. You always have brilliant advice in Farnham. Now, how's your week been?
Very good, thank you. And in fact, a little bit better, because that song you just played is the one that I walked down the aisle to before getting married.
You are kidding. Oh, how lovely. What a great song. I mean, obviously, I can understand why you chose it, but did it have a special meaning, or did you just love the song?
We just thought it was quite a fun song, you know, and just a bit different.
Oh, it is excellent. I know. Do you know what? I once heard this story about a bride that walked down the aisle to Ricky Martin, She Bangs.
Brilliant.
But it's nice to mix it up a bit, isn't it? And I don't know about you, I felt I've had to mix it up a bit this week.
Yes, I've enjoyed this slight relaxation in the rules. So I've had two different runs with a friend, a different friend each time. That was amazing.
Nice.
To be able to run and chat again. Although I've slightly lost the ability to run and talk, having not done it for 2 months.
It really shows your fitness, doesn't it? If you can talk and run at the same time.
Yeah. And also yesterday we all went in the car for the first time in 2 months, and we drove to Butser Hill for a nice walk there just for a bit of a change. So
lovely.
Yes, I've enjoyed that slight loosening of the rules.
Oh, that's good. Now, with your children, I suddenly thought this, because my daughter really hasn't been out of the house, because where we live, it gets quite busy on the road. So, and we've been using our garden as our outside exercise area. And I was thinking today, when did she last wear shoes?
Oh gosh, yes.
I mean, she's put trainers on sometimes for doing exercise, but she's doing most things barefoot at the moment. I mean, the bottoms of her feet, even though she washes them, they're very grassy. They've sort of got that nice sort of green hue over them at the moment. But I think she needs to wear shoes a bit more, because her feet are still growing. Otherwise, she's going to have very flat feet by the end of this.
Yeah, my two are definitely outgrowing their shoes, which is going to be a bit tricky. So I guess we're just going to have to order some online and hope they fit.
Yeah. I hope for the best. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, I'm glad you've had a lovely week and well done with your running. So how did you compare to your friends that you were running with? Had they been as good as you with their exercise?
Yeah. Well, because it's people in the running group that I was in, that I've been in for a few years. And the running group leaders, they're brilliant. Run Fit Mums, we're called. They've been actually setting challenges on Facebook. So a different landmark we all have to run to each week and take a selfie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we've been doing that every week, and they're all over the place. So sometimes you end up having to do quite a long run to get there and back. You know, walking's allowed, or cycling if you need to. But that's sort of been keeping everyone engaged. So they've done a brilliant job on that.
You haven't done any photoshopping, have you? I think that was a bit far.
Tempting.
Oh, now what are your top tips for us this week?
So the first one is, we often make the mistake, we all do this, of wanting things to change but not actually doing anything about it. And so we keep behaving in exactly the same ways, doing the same actions, having the same arguments, and obviously nothing changes. And then we're sort of a bit disappointed and surprised when that happens. So my first tip is to think what you can do differently. So if something's not working in your relationship or in your family setup at the moment, try and think a bit out the box. What can we try differently? Even if we just try it once. You know, let's just try something differently. We'll learn from it. As an example of that, I talked last week about the negative impact too much gadget time can have on relationships. So yesterday, my whole family, we had a gadget-free day. We had a tech-free day between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., apart from everyone was allowed 30 minutes at any point in the day, just to try something different. And actually, it was a really positive experience. So that's my first one. Try something different if it's not working at the moment. The second one is something called the 5 Love Languages by a guy called Gary Chapman. And what these are is we all have a preference in how we show love in different ways. And obviously, quite often, us and our partner are showing love in different ways, so it falls flat. So the 5 Love Languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And one of you might like to receive gifts, but your partner's love language might be words of affirmation. So he or she doesn't think to buy you a gift. Meanwhile, you're telling them how, you know, you're sort of buying them gifts thinking they're going to love that. And actually, they just want you to say, well done. So he's got a great book called The 5 Love Languages. You can do a survey online to have a look at that as well. And my third one is, obviously when this all started, we kind of thought, oh, 3 weeks, you know, and it didn't feel too long. And now it's continuing in some format for who knows how long. And so it might be time, if you really are struggling in your relationship, to think about getting some external help. I've talked in the past about getting external help if you're struggling personally, you know, maybe getting in touch with a GP or somebody else if you're really struggling. But actually your relationship might need help now. Obviously there's loads of therapists, there's coaches out there like myself, but even if that doesn't feel right for you, and all of those are operating online, or a lot of them are, you can do things like just read a book on relationships can really help. You know, there's a couple I'd recommend, like John Gottman's got one called The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. There's also videos on YouTube and things like that. So if you are struggling, this might be the time to really think about getting some external help. And it can be reading books, watching videos, talking to an expert, all sorts of things. So that's my 3 tips this week.
All good advice, as always. Now, say those 5 again. What were they?
I know, it's fascinating, isn't it? So they are words of affirmation, as in you're great, or well done you, yeah, or brilliant job. Acts of service, so doing the dishes or doing somebody's laundry. Receiving gifts, quality time together, and physical touch.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I know. Do you know what? This week I've really felt like I've needed more cuddles.
Oh.
I don't know why. Mm. I just really have. I think because, you know, the longer you go with not seeing people.
I know, not getting cuddles elsewhere.
I mean,
yeah,
it's, you know, especially if you're living on your own, it's incredibly difficult.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, and but even though I'm living with my family, and, you know, we're all still, I don't know, we all seem to be busy still. I don't know how, but I kept saying, right, we've got to stop. Well, I need a hug now. Can we all sort of have a big sort of squeezy hug? And I needed them to go on a bit longer than normal this week, but they've been very nice. But, you know, I've had to sort of stop and have a mental hug break.
Yeah, yeah. And well done you for asking for that and making that happen. So
I would suggest,
you know, one of your love languages probably is physical touch.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
One of your preferred ones.
But yeah. I do like acts of service as well. Anyone that's going to make me something, I'll be delighted with at the moment.
Let's hope your partner's listening.
I know. I did have dinner made for me this evening, so that was very nice. I really appreciated that. Oh, thank you so much. So who are you going to be running with this week, Sue? Have you worked out a schedule?
I've got a friend lined up for a walk tomorrow in the forest because I thought I needed a day off running. So I'm going for a walk with a friend, and then later in the week I'm sure someone else will be around for a run as well.
Well, we've got some high temperatures coming this
week. Oh, yeah,
week.
I saw that. I'm going to have to go out early. I'm not really a hot runner.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you like your running, maybe sort of early morning or later in the evening. Because I think we're going up to 26, possibly, on Wednesday.
Ooh, that might be a bit too hot for me.
Yeah, you might
I've
be doing
your
walking.
I've got a narrow band that I prefer in temperatures.
Oh, have you? Well, good luck with it. And we look forward to catching up with you next Sunday.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Thank you, Sue. I'm going to play this specially for you. Please tell me you had this at your wedding reception. It's Dream a Little Dream of Me by Mama Cass. I love this song.
No, we didn't, but maybe we should have done.
Yes. On your anniversary. Here we go. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.